Good morning, everyone. I hope you have been enjoying the holidays. It is a privilege to share my thoughts with you as the last speaker of the 2016 White Way radio program. I'm recording this from Mesa, Arizona, while spending the holidays with both the Sato and Brennan families. Arizona is where I grew up, and I was here in September for my mother's one-year memorial. I was able to assist in the service since I was ordained as a Jodo Shinshu minister with Tokudo in July. As 2016 comes to an end, it is a good time to reflect on our lives, the past year's memorable as well as the not so memorable events, friends made, friends lost, changes and challenges that we experienced. It is a good time to remember, appreciate, and renew our commitments to sharing the Dharma teachings with others. We begin a new year tomorrow, 2017. Before midnight tonight, many Buddhist temples around the state will ring the concho, the large bell that hangs outside of their hondo, the temple hall. This tradition is called the Joya no Kane, or tolling of the temple bell. The bell is rung 108 times by the minister or priest, as well as some Sangha members. The striking of the bell reminds us that we have at least 108 parts of our personality that could be improved, that these imperfections, such as jealousy, envy, anger, greed, ignorance, all need to be addressed and not ignored. So this is a time to look deep within ourselves as the bell is struck and identify that which we can improve or extinguish behavior-wise. And if it is not possible for you to go to temple, you can ring the bell at your home altar or obutsudan. Why is the bell struck precisely 108 times? The bell is struck as a means of teaching the Dharma. I found this explanation on the Vista Buddhist Church's website very meaningful. In Buddhism, we have the six senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and consciousness of the unawakened mind. Each of our senses have experiences that are either pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant or unpleasant. These six senses are then multiplied by the three types of experiences. The total becomes 18. Our lives are spent in search of pleasure, however temporary, so these experiences are further defined as being attached to getting what we want or lamenting getting what we don't. Multiplying the two types of desires by 18, we now have 36. Since all these attempts have taken place in our past, are now taking place in our present, or will be taking place in our future, the number 36 is then multiplied by past, present, and future, 3 times 36, to obtain the final total of 108. Shinran taught that the true meaning of a person's life is determined by living with awareness of the Buddha's compassion, moment to moment throughout one's life. Shinran, the founder of our Pure Land Buddhist tradition, taught that the spirit of mindfulness and gratitude in which the words Namo Amida Butsu are recited is more important than the number of recitations. Reverend Henry Adams of the Oxnard Buddhist Temple shared that each of us can tell what we were like in the past and what we will be like in the future by looking at our life today. We are everything we have ever seen, heard, smelled, tasted, touched, and thought. Furthermore, we will become everything we are now seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Thus, the true significance of the ringing of the bell at year's end is itself examination, and self-examination is a fundamental aspect of Buddhism. Many of you who attend temple services are familiar with the golden chain of love. Interdependence, Interconnectedness and gratitude are words that are fundamental Buddhist teachings. We must try to have an awareness of ourself in order to become awakened to our relationship with others, the gifts we receive from others, that we are all part of the oneness of life, including nature itself. And we are grateful to be connected with others, no matter their race, religion, or ethnicity, as we depend on them within our circle of family and friends. The golden chain of love contains the essence of the Eightfold Path. For those who are not familiar with it, it goes like this. I am a link in Amida Buddha's golden chain of love that stretches around the world. I must keep my link bright and strong. I will try to be kind and gentle to every living thing and protect all who are weaker than myself. I will try to think pure and beautiful thoughts, to say pure and beautiful words, and to do pure and beautiful deeds, knowing that on what I do now depends not only my happiness or unhappiness, but also that of others. May every link in the Buddha's golden chain of love become bright and strong, and may we all attain perfect peace. The end of the year is a time for reflection, to appreciate the gifts we have received, to embrace gratitude and compassion for others, and to meet challenges we encounter. Let us keep in mind the Buddha Dharma and the Eightfold Path. Right view, right thought, right speech, right conduct, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right meditation. All are found within the golden chain of love. What a wonderful aspiration to share with others. In Jodo Shinshu, our feelings of gratitude extend to all those who have made our lives, our existence possible. Shinran teaches that it is important not to get so attached to the idea that I am right, that one stops listening to other people's points of view. The Pure Land teaching helps us let go of our ego and attachment to the ideas of me and mine, including attachment to my understanding and my point of view. When we become our foolish selves, we are able to learn from our encounters with all people, no matter how humble they may appear. Ringing the bell every morning at the home altar can awaken us in gratitude and awareness of our responsibility to live each day fully and mindfully. This can be accompanied by reciting the three treasures. I go to the Buddha for guidance. I go to the Dharma for guidance. I go to the Sangha for guidance. Buddhism teaches that change is an integral part of living, where we experience exceptional moments, the highs as well as the low points of life, where we see our children grow up too fast, see our neighborhoods changing, feel the uncertainty of a new political era, see more homeless families. How do we respond as Buddhists to the changing dynamics in our community? Perhaps by trying to be more understanding of that which is not agreeable to us, that causes us to think. Having right thoughts, a right view, understanding another view, taking positive actions on our own, as little or great that it may be, volunteer in the community with Project Dana, your neighborhood watch, with Family Promise. The golden chain of love gives us a positive and meaningful guide for daily living for everyone and anyone, young or old. It is an aspiration that encourages positive understanding toward one another. It is in the trying and not perfection that is important. Yes, it is hard to follow, and yet, if we can remember to start the day in front of the altar, listening to the ringing of the bell, putting our hands together in gassho with gratitude, it is a good beginning. Each day will be a good day. Thank you for listening. With hands together, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namman Dabutsu, Namman Dabutsu, Namman Dabutsu.